You are listening to the audio production of Establishing Home, Creating Space for a Beautiful Life with Family, Faith, and Friends by Jean Stopher, published by Tyndale Refresh. This book is read by the author. Establishing Home, Creating Space for a Beautiful Life with Family, Faith, and Friends by Jean Stopher with September Vaudrey. I dedicate this book to my dad, Donald Tittle, 1932 to 2022, who was the closest representation of the father's love I could imagine. His joy, optimism, and love for people inspired and blessed me. His love for God was real and felt by me and many others. He would have loved reading this story, as he influenced much of it. Chapter 1, Sun and Sand. 15 minutes into our morning walk, on the last day of our Sanibel Island vacation, Dale turned to me. "I'm D-U-N done," he said. I looked at him, curious. "Is there something in particular you're referring to?" I asked. "I'm done with my job. I'm not going back to the markets," he said. "It's time to leave that life behind. When we get home, I'm selling my seat on the exchange. It's too fast-paced, too all or nothing. It's a young man's game, and I'm done." I stopped in my tracks. "What? But you are a young man. You're only 27, I countered. "You're so good at trading, and it's good money." Dale was a commodities broker and trader at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and he was successful. His income provided significant financial stability for us as a newly married couple. "I know, Jean, but every morning when I step out onto the trading floor, I feel like I might lose everything," he said. "That's not a good state of mind for this business. I might as well get out now before something bad happens. Then I can figure out what to do next." I was stunned. "You're serious?" "I'm serious. I'm done." "And how long has this thought been in your head?" I asked. "I can't believe there's no discussion here. I know commodities has never been your long-term plan, but can't we talk this over?" "Well, we're talking it over now." "After you've already decided?" "Yes, after I've already decided." Well, the thing about Dale is this. He is patient and easygoing, but when he decides on something, that's it. It's D-U-N done. I wish I could say I tried to understand this decision from his point of view, but all I could think about was how it would affect my tidy life. We were financially dependent on Dale's earnings, and this announcement certainly wasn't what I was expecting on the last day of our vacation. "I have decent money in my trading account, and I don't want to lose it," he said. "Not a ton of money," I said. "We spent a good chunk of it on the apartment building." In the 2 years since getting married, we'd spent only a fraction of what he'd earned, but we'd spent some of our savings on an investment property. "Yes, but it's enough to see us through until I figure out what's next. And we have your job." "My minimum wage job," I retorted. Looking back, I should have seen this coming. Deep down, both of us had always known Dale's commodities gig wouldn't last forever. He had watched too many colleagues blow out on the trading floor, losing everything, and then some, in a single day. He often talked about what the trading lifestyle did to some people who coped with the stress through alcohol, drugs, or lavish spending. He wanted nothing to do with that world, but it surrounded him day after day on the floor. All these were signs I could have investigated, should have investigated, but I didn't. I'd been busy enjoying our comfortable income and my part-time work. Dale's job had made a lot of things possible for us. We'd bought a townhouse and were remodeling it. We'd co-purchased the apartment building and were remodeling it too. Except for our first few months of marriage, we had never really struggled to make ends meet. I now realized those days were probably over. As we resumed our walk along that Florida beach, I glanced over at Dale.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?